Today we pray for judges and for courts and for those that rule and work and for attorneys. So we have the 36th District Attorney of San Bernardino County. His name is Mr. Jason Anderson. His mission includes respecting and inspiring confidence in the rule of law in and outside the office, working together to ensure justice with excellence, integrity, and compassion, stewarding public resources to hold the guilty accountable, supporting victims of crime, honoring the humanity of all involved in the criminal justice system, restoring a culture of service and accountability in the district. There are four DA offices in Joshua Tree, Rancho Cucamonga, San Bernardino, and Victorville. And the courts are in the same four cities, along with two juvenile courts in San Bernardino City and in Victorville. The cases that they serve include, but this is not an exhaustive list, child abduction, consumer protection, domestic violence, elder abuse, human trafficking, real estate fraud, workers' comp fraud, criminal acts and civil crimes against people, property, peace officers, and sexual assault crimes. We have put a link of case filing so you can kind of see what's out there and what you want to be praying about court cases. Awesome place to go and to start lifting those up. Maybe you've got somebody in a court case and you could pray for other people in cases right now. There's also, we're going to be using some prayers from the place that has it for the courts, so we'll be lifting them up. And then if you would, please check out the link for the action alerts at Real Impact on some bills that are up for grabs right now and that have passed, in some cases, have passed the first round and are now going to be up around April 19th to decide whether they're going to go to be passed at the next level. So really big deal. Want to maybe contact your representatives. They have it very easy for you to do that. One that's horrific right now is the one on infanticide. And also another one on making nurses also be participant without a doctor to do abortions. So you may want to look at those along with others that are pretty grievous. Just before we pray for judges, just our intent is to pray for God to uphold, support, and give them wisdom, not to be asking for any harm to come to them. So we want to make sure that we're praying for wisdom and understanding and for competent evidence to be uncovered and presented in the court. So Father, that's what we pray right now. You are the judge and you will judge all of us. And to be a judge is a tough job. We understand that. So, Father, we lift up our judges and district attorneys and attorneys in our county. And we pray, God, that they would find themselves under your appointment, that they would be blessed for following your ways. And God, we would pray using the Psalms and ask you to direct their paths through your word and lead them to pray effectively. We thank you that your name is Lord, Jehovah Elohim, El Elyon, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shema, El Shaddai. You are the one that by your authority and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we plead on behalf of the judges positioned in benches of authority across this land. We ask for your Holy Spirit to bring conviction, to brood over every judge in our local courts and in every court of America until each one comes to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Save our judges, O God, our Redeemer. According to your word in Psalm 1, cause them to walk not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Lord, your word declares that when a man refuses to do these things, you will bless them. You will bless that judge. You will do the same for all who labor in your courts, judges, bailiffs, court recorders, secretaries, counsels, and attorneys. Father God, we pray that there is no limit to your blessing if we listen and obey your word. You are our God, our deliverer, our rock, our refuge. Give those who labor in your courts a delight in your law so they will hunger and thirst after your knowledge and understanding. Give them joy in meditating on your law day and night. Make them a man or woman like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and whatever they do and prosper. We pray for your wisdom from above into our courts. Cause all judgments to come through you, O God, that is pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, and merciful, and just. We pray, God, that there would be no jealousy or selfish ambition that would exist, and that there would be no grounds for disorder or any evil thing. We lift up Joshua Tree Court, the court in San Bernardino, Rancho Cucamonga, Victorville, and the juvenile courts in both San Bernardino and Victorville. And we ask, God, that you would rule and reign over them, that you would keep the people involved protected, that you would bring justice, and you would have mercy on the victims. You would be able to bring these courts decisions more quickly, that they would have an easy time finding jurors instead of it being a difficult process, that there would be a much smoother process, and that they would be able to find people that would be equitable, fair, and just in their listening and in voting for what they see and heard. We pray, God, for less and less of the attorneys that would be in it for the wrong reasons, and that they would be exposed and removed. We pray, God, for only attorneys that have the rights of the person at stake, and that in the end, the truth will win. You are the judge of all the earth. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and you will be our judge one day when we will all stand before you. And we are grateful that you will also, Jesus, be our defense attorney. May people in this county come to know you as their ultimate defense attorney, where we can say, sins are forgiven. I have paid the price for all that you did that was wrong. We are grateful. Thank you that you will be our judge. In Jesus' name.